This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we have been considering the great problem of human suffering and as to why God allows pain and tribulation to occur in this world. And we had been discussing in our immediate past few days some of the benefits of suffering. And I want to continue our study today by pointing out that suffering helps the person who is suffering to better understand the fatherhood of God. The relationship of God to the saved is that of father and children. Jesus himself emphasized this relationship. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Jesus taught that if earthly fathers, who are subject to lust, greed, selfishness, and even malice, know how to respond with beneficence to the requests of their own children, how much more should the children of the Heavenly Father expect Him to respond to their proper requests? Suffering makes the understanding of this sublime truth an urgent matter. Because of his suffering, the person who suffers becomes more keenly aware of the need for such understanding. The awareness causes his search for such understanding to become more sincere, more intense, and more free from selfish motives and frivolous goals. How vital it is for God's children to be deeply aware of the fatherhood of God. The sufferer who truly is a faithful child of God and who has great confidence in God as a loving father has in this confidence an unseen power with which to bear his burden. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven," Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. You see, intense suffering helps the sufferer to address God as Father with deeper meaning and greater significance. And there is another great blessing which comes from suffering, because it helps the person who is suffering to see better the weakness of himself and the strength of God. When a person is in the midst of prosperity and good health, it is easy for him to conceive of himself as being strong and needing nothing. But severe suffering strips the self-satisfied of their pride. After Peter had denied the Lord Jesus Christ and had heard the cock crow, he went out and wept bitterly. Matthew chapter 26, verse 75. In contrast to the pride which he had at one time in his own strength, Peter's first epistle is characterized by humility and a recognition of the need for the Lord's strength with which to meet the trials of life. Another great benefit of suffering is that it helps the sufferer to better understand his own love for others. Most people love their wives or husbands, children, friends, and brethren in Christ. But acute adversity, real trouble, especially such suffering as leads the sufferer to face the possibility that he may have to die and leave his loved ones through death, helps the sufferer to understand his love for them better than he would have been able to understand it otherwise. Suffering helps the sufferer to see how very much he values his own love for others and their love for him. Again, suffering helps the sufferer to overlook the faults and to see the good in those whom he loves. Those whom the sufferer loves are only human and thus have faults, weaknesses, and shortcomings, just as the sufferer does. Suffering helps a person to see this fact better than it could be seen otherwise. Because of this, the one who suffers comes to minimize those shortcomings and to emphasize and dwell upon the good in their hearts and lives. A soldier who is thousands of miles away from home, away from his wife, away from his children, finds it easy to remember the good things about his wife and his children. He finds himself discounting whatever shortcomings she may have. And so, you see, adversity helps us to understand better the love that we have for others as well as the love which they have for us. May God bless you as we continue to study tomorrow from this great Bible topic.